Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Appel is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Josh Appel, our friend, he is a national play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA. And this Sunday, as I mentioned, he's on the call, Carolina Panthers and Green Bay Packers. And you can hear that game right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Josh is going to join us Thursday, by the way, at Funky Buddha. We're doing a watch party, quasi-watch party at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Josh is going to be there with me and Crowder and a bunch of others. We're going to watch Dolphins and Ravens. We invite everyone out to join us. Josh is actually going to be hosting Game Day Uncensored leading up to that with Solana. So how about that? He's got a lot on his plate.
There's way too much of me on this station this week.
Yeah, you're
now Thursday, agreed. Sunday.
Yeah.
I love you, Appel.
Maybe we should reconsider Thursday, Game Day Uncensored. Maybe you just do it, Solana.
I can handle it.
Yeah, you got that. So Josh, the Dolphins team we saw Sunday afternoon that was clicking on all cylinders. Did it come together? Or were the Falcons just so bad and had such an off week? Like, I'm trying to figure out what I saw Sunday from the Dolphins.
I think that Dolphins performance is obviously closer to what we expected generally from them this year. Not they're going to go out and win 34-10 every week, but something resembling that. Like, obviously, that's the best they've looked this season. It's a nice win. I don't know how much you could take away from it from a Dolphins perspective other than it was a good performance. And in a 17-game season, you're likely going to have a few games where you look the way maybe the people thought going into the season. To me, in watching it back, the Dolphins clearly were like, all right, Kirk, you try and beat us, and we'll focus on everything else. And they were able to shut down Bijan Robinson. Obviously, no Drake London helped as well. Kirk Cousins is just an unplayable quarterback right now. He just is. And that played in the Dolphins' favor. This Falcons team is weird, right? They've got a couple of really good wins, including the game at home against Buffalo. But they also went on the road and got shut out, 30-0 by the Carolina Panthers earlier in the season. And now they have this performance against the Dolphins, who came in with only one victory. So I don't know. What the NFC South is maybe the most bizarre division in football every year. The Bucs are obviously the best team in that division, but everybody always ends up finishing within a game or two of 9-8, and it comes down to the end. I think the Bucs are probably going to separate themselves from everybody else in that division, but it's just an NFC South thing. Those teams are weird, and I think the Dolphins ran into Atlanta with everything working against the Falcons, favoring the Dolphins, and the performance showed that.
And I'm with you defensively. I just call Kirk Cousins booty. He there's no evaluation. He couldn't. He was sailing throws. He can't move like he should. He's retired, still getting a paycheck because they gave him all that damn money.
Yeah.
But offensively, I was kind of almost frustrated because the game plan was actually very intelligent. They were in I formation. They were running split zones, simple runs, setting up the play action, kind of what Tua thrives in. And it took you till week 8 to get back to that and not just go, you know, 5 wide and do this shotgun stuff. Like, I don't know if I should be frustrated or happy that they finally are going back to what Tua thrives in.
Well, not only that, but they adjusted too and started using the extra offensive lineman Brunskill quite a bit, and that obviously really helped. There have been games over the course of Mike McDaniel's tenure with the Dolphins where they start the game off running the ball really well and just flat out abandon it. And to his credit, they stuck with it yesterday. I'm worried long-term about what's going to happen to Devon Achane because that dude feels like he touches the ball every other play, and that body's just going to get run down pretty quickly, it feels like, with the amount of touches he gets, not only in the backfield, but when they line him up at receiver as well. But yeah, this Dolphins team is capable of running the ball. Like, Aaron Brewer had a phenomenal game as well, and that's a signing that not many people talk about because it's not a sexy signing. Nobody cares about the center unless they're terrible. Aaron Brewer is a really good player in this offense. You got a good game from Savanaya at left guard too, probably his best performance of the season. I would hope that they will stick with what they were able to accomplish on Sunday in Atlanta, because as bad as the Falcons have looked on a couple of different occasions this year, that's still statistically been one of the best defenses in the NFL this year, and the Dolphins operated really, really well against it.
I think the question, I'm glad you brought up Brunskill, Appel, because I was reading in the Miami Herald like the analysis of why it ended up working, and we know Tua's best when he's able to have the established run game, and then he can play in that play action, roll out of the pocket at times. We saw it on the Malik Washington touchdown. The question is, now that the Ravens can prepare for it, despite it being on a short week, will that work? What will they do now to try to counter the Dolphins having the two tight end set, whether or not Julian Hill's back? What happens when the other teams are prepared for it and Miami then is lacking a run game again? Now what? Are they still prepared for Tua to go out there on short rest and you know, make plays? I don't know the answer to that.
Well, it was such an odd sight to me because the middle of the field has been taken away from this offense going back to last season. And the performance on Sunday in the passing game resembled everything that we saw in 2023 and in 2022 when things were really clicking. But I think with the way the Dolphins are able to run the football, it makes the defense have to respect another aspect of what this offense does. I would imagine they will try and run the ball again and go with a similar game plan against a Ravens defense that I don't think is as banged up as they were when I saw them a few weeks ago against the Texans. But even when they're healthy, it hasn't been that great of a defense. So I think it's another opportunity for the Dolphins to build on last week. I've seen more bad than good from this team this year, as we all have. And I'm not really sure how much we can take away from that Falcons game and say, yeah, this is going to continue. I don't know. But at the same time, I hate that we're doing this because I've come on here and just completely dogged them the entire year. They are, what, 3 stops away from being right in the thick of everything in the AFC?
No. I mean, they were also a Jack Jones punch away from being winless. Like, I mean, you could play both sides on that.
No, definitely. I'm just saying. So I don't know what to make of this team. It's fitting that they are in some ways very predictable, also very unpredictable this year.
I had asked Crowder and Solana at the beginning of the show, like, is everyone prepared? 1 week from today is the NFL trade deadline. And I don't know what's going to happen Thursday night. My guess is it's not going to look like the Falcons game, but who knows? That was the Dolphins team I expected to see on a weekly basis. Are Dolphins fans ready for what the NFL trade deadline might bring? Are Dolphins fans ready to maybe move on from Devon Achane and Jalen Waddle? I mean, it could happen.
I think that they would have to have, for those two particular players, their socks knocked all the way off.
But it could happen. It could happen. I mean, if you're a team that's a running back away or a receiver away.
there could be teams that are desperate to fill those needs with those guys. I think it's way more likely that we see one, if not both, of the pass rushers, Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb, dealt. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Matthew Judon shipped out of here as well for whatever they can get for him.
Was he inactive or he just didn't play?
Inactive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hasn't worked out,
what?
To say the least.
Shades of Jordan Poyer?
What?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's the reality of what the position the Dolphins are in. And pass rush seems to be like the most popular position right now that teams are trying to address, whether it's because of injury or just flat out teams don't have the horses at those spots. And the Dolphins happen to have two of the better guys that'll be available on the market. Now, the other aspect to this is, I know you can't really think about it this way, but it's something that I'm sure a lot of people are thinking about. Chris Greer and his future. Like, this is the guy that's going to be making all these moves that's going to, you know, put them in a position for this offseason moving forward. That's the awkward spot that they're in. You're not going to go and scout Lenoris Sellers like they did a few weeks ago. You're not going to try and make these trades and, quote unquote, make the team better moving forward because you're currently in these positions right now. You have to do the job. But, like, the likelihood of them having the job after this season doesn't seem all that high. So that's an interesting aspect of the trade deadline coming up as well. You could have a lame duck front office that is trying to make these deals and swing these deals. I think that you'll see one or both of these pass rushers shipped out of here. And I wouldn't be surprised like if someone calls on Minkah Fitzpatrick. I know they signed him to – they reworked that contract before the season, but I could see him being a name that gets moved as well. I'm disappointed in the – I know it's difficult because it's a lot harder to get integrated into a new team in the middle of a season, but the hockey trade deadline, the baseball trade deadline, the NBA trade deadline, it's so much more active and it's so much different than the NFL. I wish the NFL had as active as a trade deadline as the other three major sports, because it's one of the more entertaining couple of days every year.
And Josh, it's a conversation, maybe after a 24-point beatdown, to talk about moving the coach, because I think he's still not going to be here in 2026, but if they were, like people were asking for them to get rid of McDaniel, Greer, both, is it better, like you're talking about at this time of year, if you're doing trade deadline, just making decisions to have a lame duck head coach or an interim head coach to have moved on with nobody there or still have the guys in place that messed up your roster already?
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I mean, right now, I don't think like the lame duck coach matters all that much. I think to Mike McDaniel's credit, I know Cleveland didn't necessarily look like that, but for the most part, they're still playing hard for him. Not that, you know, they shouldn't, because they've also got to extend and do what's best for them in their career selfishly. But you've seen teams, I mean, Crowder, you talk about the Cam Cameron season all the time about how everybody was tuning him out at the end. And I'm sure there's some of that in this Dolphins locker room, but I know Joe Rose was talking about it yesterday, I think, about how the performance on the field does not demonstrate a team that has tuned out their head coach or stopped playing for him or stopped giving effort. Like Cleveland, you could maybe question it, but even Buffalo, after the tough start to the season, they go in there and they lose by a score. Obviously, we know how the game ended. They're playing hard for Mike McDaniel still. I think Hawk, you might have said, I think you think there's a better chance that McDaniel keeps his job versus Greer at the end of the year.
If it's a choice between the two, if only one can go.
See, you're already saddling a new head coach, hypothetically, to Tua Tagovailoa for at least another year if they can't move him. And now you're going to saddle a GM that's coming in new with the same head coach and the same quarterback. If you're going to make the move, you're going to let go of both guys.
No. But that was the conversation where Crowder said, if one of the two is going, I see McDaniel.
I think Mike McDaniel is going to be a really good offensive coordinator wherever he goes
for
next.
Sure.
I really do.
John Michaels yesterday said he'll take him in a second to be the OC in Atlanta.
Hey, we're running out of time. Josh, what are we seeing with Shohei Ohtani? Is this a once-in-a-lifetime baseball player?
Without question. 9 plate appearances last night, and he reaches base 9 times. The 4 walks, obviously, but like it's not like these little seeing eye singles, little Texas League Tiger here and there. 2 home runs and 2 doubles from this guy. He's impossible to get out. Oh, and by the way, he's going to go throw 6 innings and give up less than 3 runs tonight and strike out everybody.
It's remarkable, it's remarkable.
He's an alien.
So how do you stop him? Is it just walk him? That's it. You can't stop him as a pitcher, obviously. You're going to have to face him. But as a hitter, you have to just walk him.
Beam him.
Well, I mean, that's the same.
No. Result. But teach him a lesson. Don't just walk him. Get his confidence up. Hit him in his thigh.
Yeah, I think that'll really help. Is making him a little more angry for the next time he comes to bat. Yeah. So the thing with the Dodgers is you walk Shohei Ohtani, you get him on base. Oh, here's the other 9-figure player they have right behind him, Mookie Betts. Good luck with that. Oh, you get Mookie Betts. Oh, there's Freddie Freeman lurking in the background. Oh, who's hitting 6th in this order, 7th in this order? Teoscar Hernandez, another $100+ million player. And then if the guys at the bottom of the order, Kike Hernandez and Tommy Edman, these guys who are just regular major leaguers, good role players, think, all right, we got a little breather here. One of those guys gets on, the lineup turns over, and you're facing all the big guys again. Mm. It is impossible to beat this team.
How much do you think this Shohei game-worn jersey is worth after last night?
Wow. I would say at least. I mean, what's he making this year? It's all deferred.
Not that much, right? It's all deferred. I think he's only making $2 million this year, next year, and the following year.
I think that's a good number right there. I think that's worth
$2 million? You want to make me an offer?
Will you give it to me?
No, I'll sell it to you for the $2 million that you just said. It's pretty cool, right, to have this?
Yeah. Probably the only one.
Yeah.
And that you're wearing it, too.
Definitely one of the few.
You got it from last night.
Yeah. No, don't be silly. It's ridiculous. All right, Appel. Have a good call on – well, actually, we'll see you Thursday at Funky Buddha. And hopefully everyone will come out and join us Thursday night, a little watch party. Have a good broadcast with Solana on Thursday. But again, you can hear Josh doing play-by-play Packers and Panthers Sunday. The game will air here on 104.3 FM WQAM. See you, Josh.
Adios, gentlemen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.